Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Twen, and it's the 20th of September today, and I just wanted to dedicate today's boo to Shannon, who was known on here as Gwentlian. I was very shocked and very sad when I found out that she passed away last weekend, and thank you to Nama, Carmwater 73. For telling us. That's how I found out. I thought at first, if she hadn't said this, then I would have just been wondering why Gwentlian isn't booing anymore. But you know what? Actually, now I'm thinking, no, that wouldn't have been possible because there are so many boos in my timeline talking about what a great friend Gwentlian was to people. Because that's what it boils down to. I don't think I could have missed this. I just wanted to say that I will miss her on here. I enjoyed listening to her boos. You never knew what you're gonna get. It could be music, it could be her on her parents' farm. Or in her apartment building, chatting to someone, or being out with friends, or reading a book, or an article, or a recipe, or music. Did I say music? She would sometimes, in the middle of a boo, she would break into song, or she would start giggling, which was lovely. I felt that I knew her quite well, even though she lived in Canada and I never met her, but she was telling us so much about her life. I gather that she had health problems. But a great thing was she didn't let that stop her. Whenever she was able to, she was getting out there and doing all the stuff that she wanted to do. And it certainly sounded like she touched many people's lives. Especially going by what everybody on here is saying. I can certainly confirm. I mean, I loved listening to her boos, and I've had my fair share of her comments. I think we can give her the award of most prolific commenter on Audioboo. That was something really lovely that she did. That she wouldn't just listen, but she would also seek out people's boos and leave comments, sometimes quite long, and always very thoughtful comments. Even though she clearly had a very good sense of humour, and I remember, even though she was mostly very cheerful, there was also stuff that if she thought it was wrong, then she could also get quite passionate about it. That was a real shock to learn that that she's not here anymore. She's done so much to keep the Audioboo community together, and she's clearly touched so many people's lives. So my thoughts are with her friends and family, and I will miss her. Thanks for listening.